Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is
felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
You
are. Love,
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
You
and its strength. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my...
Hello. This is the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. This is Mary Hollis. Sorry about the delay in calling on. I hope everybody's out there is doing fine tonight. I see that many of you are out there tonight, and I hope that all is well and you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I have a special, several special guests tonight, and they are going to help me out on the program tonight. And I hope that you stay tuned and listen to these wonderful testimonies. Thanksgiving was a wonderful holiday for me and my children. We did something completely different this year. We normally go home to South Carolina, but we stayed at home. Well, we didn't stay at home by ourselves. We went and visited with friends in the neighborhood, and we had a wonderful time. We had a little bit of car trouble, so we had to make some changes, but we made sure that we did not stay home alone. Remember that movie, Stay Home Alone? Well, we chose not to stay home alone. We went and spent some time with the neighbors and their family, and we had a wonderful time. And I hope that all of you spent time with friends and family, and I hope you had a wonderful time. But tonight, we are going to have several of our members and friends to share how we spent Thanksgiving. Now, I see on our switchboard there was only one person that did the right thing as far as signing on. I need those volunteers to please click on one in order to get on the air. There's only one of you that will be able to be clicked on the air. So I am going to need you to do that in order for you to help me out tonight. So while I put on some of you that have already clicked on to be on the air, I want the others, if you will go back out and, be able to click the option one in order to be on the air. But I will go and click on the ones that have already done that. And I just want you to listen tonight and just knowing that God is with you each and every day. And because you chose to spend time with friends and family, I know you had a wonderful time. In spite of the loneliness and the absence of your loved one, he made a way for you to laugh, giggle, even if you had to cry. But there was more laughter than tears. We had times to reminisce and think about the things that we do when our spouses are here. And I also told many of the ladies that I did talk to during the Thanksgiving holiday, things that my husband always did every year, and he would always go out on Black Friday to Walmart. He had his long list. And I would stay with the kids. I didn't want to get out there with all of that crowd. So he chose to get up early in the morning and go out and do all the shopping. I always remembered him coming back with all those different packages. But he enjoyed it just as much as you all ladies do out there. So I am going to click on the first one and see, and she will tell me who, what she did on her Thanksgiving holiday. Just 1 second. Hi, I think, and please state your name when I click you on the air. Just one moment. My computer's a little bit slow here tonight. Until I can get them on the air. Some people get the thrill of going out there in that crowd, and I'm sure many of you do so also, but I'm not one of them. I like to, if I could go in the mall just like they do with the famous people. Sorry, my computer's a little hung up here. I'm trying to get that person on. If I was a movie star or whatever, I would close the mall down, and I would go shopping all by myself. Okay, that person seemed to be on the air. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes, that's Brenda. Go ahead and...
Hey, Mary, this is Brenda Newsom. How are you tonight?
Doing just fine.
Great.
Why don't you tell the audience, announce who you are and the whole spiel so everybody can get to know you and what you did.
My name is Brenda. Last name is Newsom, N-E-W-S-O-M-E. And this is the fifth year of my husband's home celebration. And that month of October was kind of rough for us, but we got through it. So we decided, since my youngest daughter could not come home for the holidays, that we would go spend our Thanksgiving holidays in Savannah with her and my son. And so my two oldest daughter and my grandson and granddaughter, myself, we all went down to Savannah. I had no intentions of cooking. However, I did cook because it just wouldn't be the holidays without me cooking. And we got together and, you know, we had a little difficulty, but we learned how to talk through those difficulties and we worked out our issues. And we didn't get a chance to cry about my husband being gone, but we did get a chance to work out some things, and we talked about things that he would do if we were going through some changes. And we learned by talking that, you know, tomorrow is not promised to none of us. And so with us having to experience in that, we learned that we need to work out our differences and not go to bed at night without working them out before we go to bed. We realized that we got to sit out and talk out our differences and work them out and then be, you know, okay with it, not harbor those ill feelings among each other. But it gave me a chance to sit down and talk with my children, find out where their heads are and what's going on and what kind of things they're dealing with. And I realized that one of my grandsons, during our conversation, he shared with me that he still have his moments, but he's much better than where he was. And that he do miss his granddaddy a whole lot. He think about him a lot. So we know that this walk is going to be with us for a while, and we're going to have our moments, but we come together as a family and stay strong as a family and work together, love one another, and encourage each other. But this was a different holiday celebration for us. It was different from any other year, but I'm glad that I was able to get through it. I, it really, I had so much that I was dealing with that I didn't have time to really focus on the fact that he was not there. As a matter of fact, we talked about some funny things that he did and funny things that he said, his silly moments, and my son acts so much like him, it's just funny. And he think that he's supposed to take his dad's place and try to keep us together as a family and try to encourage us and motivate us as well. But we really, really worked together this year. I realized that we still all had some problems and needed to work out our issues, so we got those things worked out. But I know, I thank God for my friends, and I thank God for my family, that when those moments come that we can handle, that we can call on one another and pray each other through our situations and cry out our tears when we need to cry out our tears to one another and hold each other. I thank God so much for Next Chapter Ministry, because Mary and Sheila and Miss Mandy, all of those people have really been great in my life, and I really, really thank God for that. But this is the fifth year.
Well, wonderful testimony. And thank you so much, Brenda, for that testimony. And we're going to bring someone else on the air because we started off a little bit late, so I want to try to get everybody on. But thanks so much, Brenda, for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
You're on the air. You're on the air, Sheila.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Sheila Turbington, and my daughter and I this year, my husband, this is our second year without my husband, so our second Thanksgiving without him. And normally in the past what we had done is we would always meet at my brother's house and with my other siblings, and we would have Thanksgiving dinner with them. And this year my brother, I asked him if we were going to do the same thing, and he said, well, this was the first year. Well, this year would be that they would not host the Thanksgiving dinner. And he said that this year his wife really wanted to be with her siblings. And I told him, I said, I think that's an excellent idea. And so my younger sister, who lives with me, was traveled down to Southern California. And so it's just me and my daughter. And we had thought that we would just stay home, but I kept hearing you, Mary, in the back of my mind say, do not spend Thanksgiving alone. Do not spend the holiday alone. And so I was talking to a girlfriend the day before Thanksgiving and telling her that I was cooking a small dinner for Nicole and I, and we were going to check out and have dinner, and then we'd see a movie and spend the day together. And I hung up from her, and she called me back about 2 minutes later and said, you're not going to spend Thanksgiving alone, you and Nicole, and I want you to join me and my family. And her family were going over to Travis Air Force Base here in the Bay Area, and they have a buffet dinner. And so we joined them, which was about six other families, for a buffet dinner. And it turned out to be just a great afternoon. It was nice to be in the presence of others who love the Lord. And so we had a great afternoon just talking and eating and sharing with them. My daughter and I also decided how much time we wanted to spend with being out. We decided that, okay, when one of us was ready to go, then we would leave. And so they were going to go on and bowl for the evening, and we decided that we'd just come home. And we came home, crawled up in the bed, and watched some comedy movies for the evening. We had a good day. It was good to be out. It was good to be thankful to be with others. And so our day went really well. Like I said, Mary, I kept hearing you say, do not spend the day alone. And when I received the call from my girlfriend inviting us, I just assumed that the Lord had also just put something, made that available for us, and we just kind of just snatched it up and went on with it. So anyway, we had a great Thanksgiving.
Wonderful, Sheila. Thank you so much. I hope hope my little, I feel like I was a little devil with a pitchfork sticking you. Don't stay alone.
Oh, yeah. I heard you loud and clear, you know.
I'm glad that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I do know when we got home, I asked my daughter, what did she think of the day? And she said, you know, Mom, it was really hard. She said it was hard because we were around people who were celebrating with their families and we were not with our family. And she said even though it was a good time and they welcomed us and it was true, it was genuine love, it felt different still. And so I think if we don't spend Christmas with family, I think what we'll do on Christmas Day, I think what we'll do is make sure that we do something before Christmas with family so we have that also.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
That with us. Okay. You're on the air.
Mary.
Yes.
Okay, this is Carolyn.
Yes.
Hello, Next Chapter with Willis Ministry. My name is Carolyn McCollum, and this is my first year without my husband celebrating the Thanksgiving with me. And it started out real sad, I was feeling real lost because this is my first year without him. So I started out preparing my favorite dish for my niece, which I wasn't going to spend the holiday with her, but I always make the potato salad. And my husband always peeled the potatoes and chopped the onions and the celery and everything that go in it. So I started thinking about him then, but all the way through it, I kept telling Mary, I cried all the way through the potato salad, so I knew it was the best potato salad they ever ate. But I made the potato salad, and I made the string beans, and I cried. But I got up that morning, and as the last lady said, I thought about Mary, don't stay alone. And she called me that morning. And I said, I'm going to spend the day with my aunt. And it's good being around people that encourage you in your time of grief to be yourself. It's mm-hmm. okay if you're happy. It's okay if you say it. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to cry. And I was around my aunt, and the first thing she said, this is my favorite niece. She missed her husband this year, and she may cry, she may laugh, but it's okay. And I cried some, but I laughed, and I had a good time. I danced, and I anticipated the worst, but it was a good Thanksgiving. I thought about my husband, but I thought about he wanted me to be happy. And I thought about marriage. Just enjoy yourself. And I enjoyed myself, and I had a good time, even though this was my first year. But I'm going to get through it, just being around people that love my husband and that it's okay to talk about him.
Yeah.
And not to ever ignore your grief. That's a lot of time what I would do. I would ignore it, put it on the back burner around certain people. I didn't want to talk about it. Maybe they didn't want to hear it. But it's okay. Just be yourself. And people accept you when you be yourself. And thank you, Mary.
So much,
you're a
Carolyn.
Big support to me. And I love
thank
you.
I love you too. And thank you so much for that wonderful testimony. We're going to try to get everybody on the air that want to speak. Hold one second, please. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
You're this on is the Deirdre. Air?
Deirdre? Hi, Deirdre. Yes.
From Florida. This is Deirdre Adams from Florida.
Okay.
I lost my husband 4 months ago, and this is my first Thanksgiving without getting to spend some time with him. And my best friend insisted on coming down and spending time with me. She came down on Wednesday, and she and her husband and her kids, and it was a wonderful time we did have. And I cooked for the family, and I enjoyed having people in the home and just not being there and being alone. And I was glad for the company. And it kept me not so much distracted, but my mind not so much more occupied on my loss, more than enjoying, you know, the love of friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful testimony. Thank you so much for calling in, Deirdre.
Okay.
Okay. We have one more. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Mary?
Yes, Miss Mandy.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
This is Mandy. My name is Mandy Walker from Decatur, Georgia, and this is through the next chapter. I have been a widow for over 6 years now. The way I was able to get through this Thanksgiving holiday was knowing in my heart that Jesus loves me, and since he brought me to this point in life, I know he will take me through it. For he said in his word from the Odyssey Bible, focused on the family, Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 5th verse, it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be satisfied with what you have. God said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And I am doing just that. I am thankful. I am satisfied with what I have, my family, my friends, and my loved ones. Yes, I was sitting a little lonely and sad for a moment, knowing that my daughter, Michelle, and her family would be going out of town for a holiday, and my son, David Jr., and his family lives in Colorado. I was going to be home alone. But my family and friends called me. They would not let me be alone. And I remember, Mary, from the last talk, you were saying, like the others have said, don't be alone on the holiday. Be with family, be with loved ones, be with someone to pass the time away. So I did just that. And my grandson, Kyrie, decided to stay and visit with his friends for the holiday here in Georgia. But what really brought me back into focus with God was when Kyrie, my grandson, said he wanted to be with me on Thanksgiving Day. That really lifted my spirit and caused me to feel happy inside. I thank God for the visitation of his Holy Spirit coming into my heart and lifting the burden of sadness and replaced it with the spirit of thankfulness, love,
yes,
and happiness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank God for my family. I love him. I love them. And the vision that I have and I want to share with all of our next chapter loved ones is cherish your yesterday. Dream your tomorrows, but live your today. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you so much, Ms. Walker. Thank you,
Lord.
Brenda. Our time is almost near, but I want to thank Brenda from Atlanta, Sheila from California, Carol from Atlanta, and Deidre from Florida, and Ms. Mandy from Atlanta. Thank you so much for calling in and telling your testimony. I'm sure that it has encouraged others to know that you can get through these holiday blues.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday blues comes along, you just pray and ask God to just get them away from you and just live and enjoy life, because that's what God wants us to do. Enjoy and believe and trust in him. Just know that the next holiday is coming up and you can do the same thing too. Be encouraged and have a great week, and tune in again next week at 11 to 11:30. We love you, and God bless.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
You
and its strength,
miss you. And I can't help,
and I can't help but to give God glory.
Glory
when I think about my story.
I think
Oh, yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me. Because my enemy.